Well, this week, we talked with some of the people currently living in space, the NASA astronauts aboard the International Space Station, and News Nation's Aaron Nolan talked with them about their day-to-day lives and about missing Christmas as they complete their mission.
Well, if the smile is any indication, it's great to be here. It's great to be here with this amazing crew. The six other folks on board the space station make it a joy to be here. We've got plenty of great work to do. Like you said, we're wrapping up 2020 and hopefully moving towards things getting better for a lot of people all over the place.
Shannon, this is your second stint on the International Space Station. Talk to us about the mission so far. How has it gone and the work ahead that you guys will do over the next 5+ months?
So far, it's been going quite well. It definitely reminds me of my last mission where I spent nearly 6 months up here before. Every day, it's a new day. We get up, we do what the ground needs us to do, be it science, be it maintenance, be it packing our cargo vehicles. And so we're incredibly busy up here, and I expect us to be very busy for the remaining of our time.
History is on your side, Victor, as you're the first Black astronaut to spend time on the International Space Station. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's bittersweet. I would have been very happy for that to have already happened. But now that I'm here, I want to do my best up here and get home safely and have that in the past and make sure that that it's no longer a thing that we have to accomplish, but we've done it successfully, and now we can move on doing the great things in human exploration.
Shannon, I want to ask you a question for my daughter. For you, when you hear about girls who want to look up into space, who want to experience the world above us, how much inspiration does that give you, and how much emotion do you have knowing that you're an inspirational figure to others?
Oh, I can definitely relate to all the little girls out there that dream about going into space, because I definitely was one of them. I was 4 years old when we landed on the moon, and ever since then, I have wanted to be doing what I'm doing now. So I hope I'm an inspiration to girls to know, so they can see what they can achieve.
What is it going to be like for you guys, Shannon, let's start with you, to be away from family during this time where, you know, again, we were talking about racing towards the end of 2020, that the hope of the holidays brings all of us?
Yeah, it's, I would say it's very bittersweet. I'm very happy to be in space. I love my job. I love what I'm doing up here. But the holidays are typically when people get together. I also recognize that so many people won't be able to be visiting their loved ones this holidays. And so I have that in common with so many people on Earth right now.
Being an active duty Navy officer, I've deployed before and missed certain things for, you know, family occasions. And so it won't be the first time, but this one is different in that, you know, we're doing something that is really special, I think, to all of humanity, and that's a gift in and of itself. And so the season is about giving and appreciating it's really truly about the birth of our Savior, and then giving and spending time with people that you care about. And we do have a family up here, and so we'll be enjoying a special holiday together. But I also, this time of year always makes me think about folks who aren't able to spend time with their families, not just the seven of us up here, but for our active duty military, State Department, and all those folks that are out there doing something very important. You know, I'm grateful for their service and Godspeed, and we appreciate you.
We have been told you guys have a demonstration for us. Show us microgravity, if you will. Okay, just because you guys can do things out of the Matrix, you don't have to sit there and giggle and laugh about it just because I can't.
Yes, we do.
Oh, that is so cool. I want to be able to do that. All right, to see more highlights from Aaron's interview, including the possibility of astronaut poker, you can download the free News Nation app or head to our website.